College baseball season upon us. Ducks down in San Diego. Home opener set for Friday against Mississippi State. Welcome back, the head coach, George Horton. Coach Horton, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
So, final today is officially a rainout.
Yeah, unfortunately. We're sitting in the lobby now with my staff developing Plan B, which is get a hitting session and a lift in and get them fed and get to bed early and get back to Eugene.
By the way, you work in Eugene now. What are the odds you're going to go to San Diego and get the crappy weather?
Yeah, how about that? even more frustrating is we could have played yesterday. It didn't rain a drop, and they canceled the game. So I was surprised by that decision, but it's not our home game, so we got to do what we got to do. And now waking up in the morning to see it's been raining like heck up down here makes it even more frustrating that we're going to leave on a game on the table, so to speak.
Now, you were playing in this Tony Gwynn Classic, and, of course, the late Hall of Famer is a legend there. He went to San Diego State. I read something interesting that he had planned to go to Cal State Fullerton, but your longtime friend, Augie Garrido, was not a fan of guys playing two sports. I'm just kind of curious, have you crossed paths with Tony Gwynn?
Oh, yeah. I knew Tony, you know, when he was a player. I didn't coach him, or it wasn't in the era when I was at Cal State Fullerton, but certainly knew who he was. And, I don't even remember his years in college at San Diego State, but knew of that and heard the story about him wanting to be a Titan, and he was a heck of a basketball player. And I think it was just accidental that he ended up playing baseball at San Diego State. Coach Eats back then, that actually lives in the Northwest. I might be wrong, but
No, you're right. You're right on that. I was just reading about that. It's a kind of an amazing story. I mean, it's Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly followed his career with the Padres and got to know him a little bit remotely. And his reputation as not only a baseball player, but a human being was off the charts. And then when it was time for his son to be recruited, we got Anthony to commit to us at Cal State Fullerton and created quite a relationship there. And then he, several months after the commitment, called to tell me that he wanted to decommit for the reason that his dad was going to probably become the Aztec coach. And so, as you might have read, I tried to talk him out. I said, hey, look, play for me. And then when your dad actually officially becomes a coach, I'll release you and you can go play for him. But he had other motivation to do that is, with his mom being on the road a lot, with the dad, he wanted to stay close to home and help his sister out. And that's the kind of young man Anthony was as well. And he was kind of chip off the old block and a great kid.
Yeah, I knew there was a connection there. As we continue with Coach Horton, on Friday, you beat Seton Hall 1-0. Matt Mercer, who started 5 games for you last year as a freshman, 7 innings, 3-hit ball, named the most outstanding pitcher of that event. Now, how about that performance? What was working?
Well, Matt had a tremendous fall and a great January and wasn't totally, in my opinion, he wasn't totally in character against Fresno State. Was not as sharp as he had been the entire fall and January period, and might have been a little bit anxious or a little bit too much adrenaline, whatever. But that's kind of what we expected him to do right out of the gate. And even early, he was effectively wild. He didn't have all of his off-speed or secondary pitches. But once he settled in, his four-pitch mix is dynamic, and he pretty much dominated the Seton Hall team and really only had one spot to get out of, and he showed a bulldog characteristic there and made pitches when he needed to, and he definitely was the story of the game. Matt and Nelson and Gilvan finishing it up in the 8th and the 9th.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Those are two freshmen in a tough spot like that, 1-0 game. I mean, what about those young guys coming out and closing the door like that?
Well, we put them in those roles because we believe in them, and they've screamed at us that they're not afraid of those kind of roles and pressure, and that's one of the things in this early part of the season that we've been most impressed with our young players is they want to be in the batter's box, they want to be on the mound, they want the ball hit to them, and they seem to have that ahead of the curve kind of mentality that they they do belong in Division One baseball, and that's always a good thing for the Ducks when they arrive with their mentality quicker than some guys have in the past, or what the normal learning curve is, the adaptation of being good but confident when they hit the Division One level. And we're really, really encouraged with our young guys, including Nelson and Jovan.
Yeah, another freshman, South Salem High, Gabe Matthews, had a big game in the opener, ended up on the all-tournament team. So as a new face, what kind of player is he, and how do you see his role?
Well, he's right now he's our DH against right-handed pitchers. He's, with Coach Ullman's help, he's worked hard to improve his defensive capabilities at first base. And he's playing behind Kyle Kasser that has more experience at first base right now, but Gabe's definitely a Division One defender as well, and it gives us the flexibility that we might move Kasser around a little bit if some other guys falter. And right from the very first time I set eyes on Gabe, because I wasn't in the recruitment process with him and seeing him play, Coach Ullman was instrumental in that. And he told me what a dynamic hitter he was, and as soon as I saw him, it just confirmed what we had already thought, that he's got a big future. He's got a big future, I think, in the Pac-12, and I think he's got a future beyond college baseball, because he's got a big frame that could get stronger, and he's got one of the pitcher-perfect swings, in my opinion, that we have on our roster that I've ever seen.
In that first series against Fresno State, you had Cole Stringer started the back end of the doubleheader, seven strong innings. Saturday, he goes four innings, two earned runs, got a couple of double plays to get him out of jams. So while the numbers weren't so bad, safe to say maybe he was laboring a little bit, and that's why you pulled him after four?
Yeah, they were getting pretty good swings on him, and I think Cole had a great zero in the first. We had a mental mistake that extended the inning and got him in trouble, and was able to get a zero, and then they hit back-to-back home runs, and that was a little tough pill to swallow for him. But those weren't terrible pitches either. I thought the kids that hit the home runs hit pretty good pitches for home runs. You hate to say that, because usually a home run pitch is a fat pitch.
But right.
He got squared up quite a bit, and we had a pretty full bullpen, so we got him out of there a little bit on the early side, but he wasn't terrible. Had we done a little bit better job offensively, then it would still give him a chance to stay in there longer and maybe win the game. So Cole didn't do anything to pitch himself out of the rotation. It just wasn't quite as spectacular as his first outing.
All right, let's wrap with this. You're coming home, Mississippi State, for three starting on Friday, UC Davis on Monday. You played MSU last year in a series at Starkville. They are the reigning SEC champs. That's a really good program John Cohen has, isn't it?
Yeah, and John's now moved up the ladder, so to speak, as athletic director, and they've got a new coach in Chris Cannizzaro. The program's a great program, and they have good personnel. And quite frankly, we didn't feel like we represented ourselves very well there in Starkville last year. We didn't pitch as well as we needed to, or play, do anything in baseball as well as we needed to. And so I guess from my standpoint, my staff and team standpoint, we're looking forward to them coming in, and hopefully we can play a better brand of baseball and be successful on the win-loss record as well.
All right, I know you guys are on the move, and you got stuff to do with the rainout. It's always great catching up, and, of course, we'll let folks know all week long that the Ducks are coming home for the big home opener on Friday. Thanks a lot, Coach Horton. Travel safe.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, and please come out and see us. We think we've got an exciting team.
All right, have a good one.
Take care.
Talking Duck baseball with Coach Horton, a rainout in San Diego. That doesn't even sound right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're live from the Cobra Pizza Company in Springfield. We'll have more 95.3 The Score.